Blog Talk Radio.
B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me.
In the Bible, the most important questions in your life. Who are you? Where do you come from? And what happens when you die? Thanks for listening. Truth Be Told Radio. This is Melissa Canchola. And let's see what we got for you next. Got a song by Shylin. This is called As the Hour Draws Near. Thanks for listening to Truth Be Told Radio.
Our next selection finds us moving through the corridors of a local hospital. As we enter into room 168, we encounter Mr. Smith, who is moments away from death. Let's listen in on his inner monologue.
Yeah. As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all the strugglers who died, and I'm in fear of what awaits me on the other side. As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all the strugglers who died, and I'm in fear of what awaits me. Who knew that I'd be shook up as I look up to the heavens and see it's near with IVs hooked up like secrets. It was nice to be kept by Christ. Now every night's a deep sweat from a life of regrets to feel it's gone. Was faith real, not fake like silicone? Fronting like it's okay, like Little John was filling songs. My will was drawn to this common facade. Lord, now I repent for each dent in your armor of God. Knowing this is your name that we defraud. Without holiness, no one shall see the Lord. My heart, I can't mask from you. Don't want to be a part of your massacre. Please don't stop my cardiovascular. I hope I rep T-H-R-I-S-T. It's four of them so good I could win an SP. Like Wayne Gretzky. Lord, put my heart at ease, please. Before I decrease.
need CCs. I think I'm losing them because I'm bruised from sin within. And don't think I'll see your new Jerusalem. You're just Lord. I need to be assured. I'm unsure and insecure that wisdom abounds and grace is much more. I need to get confidence, believe in your promises of Jesus' accomplishments, not help from the drugstore. Because mostly my reputation would count the world as defecation. Yet I proceed with trepidation. Sin was strong and my deadliest foe. Steady wrong, am I ready to go? I pray to God because it's hard to accept. My heart's heavy, you know. I'm not sure if I'm ready to go. Although you had promised I would live again. For believing in Jesus, I'm forgiven. Yet I'm shivering from hidden sin. Because in the back of my mind, I knew I struggled as my pastime. Now I'm scared to flatline.
Next, we move down the hall to the cancer wing, room 197, the room of Mr. Jones. His situation is very similar to Mr. Smith's. Let's listen in.
As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all my brothers who died, and I'm prepared for what awaits me on the other side. As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all my brothers who died, and I'm prepared for what awaits me. Life was quick, but these last breaths seem the longest. I'm on the brink of entering everything that you promised. My heart skips thinking of what I'll be in the moment. This joy is undeniably precious fruit of atonement. I cry tears of happiness, cause looking back, I see the track that you sovereignly mapped for me. I see immaculate. The cross of Christ is awesome price, and your grace that carried me. I persevered in shadows of brothers who walked the path of me. In just a few breaths, I walk into a marriage feast and taste of your goodness without getting a cavity. Your majesty will light up the city that we'll inhabit, and the Lamb will be the lamp in the middle. There'll be no PM. I tremble at the fact that I'll be captured by the blazing glory of the one that I've been waiting to see. And I'll see him. Yeah. To see his face and worship perpetually won't be boring, cause this flesh won't be a hitch anymore. I'll be restored to the morning after morning. And cause you bled death, I'll leave here on this hospital bed and step into the presence of the bridegroom in heaven. No more valleys to tread a trek through. 11 to fight against, all things will be made new. No struggling to pray, we'll sing of your glory with angels. I'm eager to go, I know I'm a part of your kingdom. Upon Christ's deeds, I'll see bliss when the beat comes. My life was long and I'm ready to go. I stood strong and I'm ready to go. Can't wait to sing along with it long up in heaven, you know. It's where I belong, I'm ready to go. My sneaks are worn down hard from running this marathon in the trenches. Was far from pretending, pressed on with repentance. So now it's time for me to pass the baton and at long last, I'll pass on into heaven.
Finally, as we leave Mr. Jones's room, we travel upstairs to room 235, where we encounter Mr. Michaels, also moments away from death. Let's hear what's going on in his mind.
As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all the others who died, and I don't care what awaits me on the other side. As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all the others who died, and I don't care what awaits me. Yo. In a hospital bed, blood clots in my head, body chock full of meds, and I got to be fed through a tube. I'm comatose, wet food, aromas gross, pursue lewd moods as a refuge, overdose, frantic seizure, life empty, scary, demanded leisure, anesthesia, temporary amnesia. I'm found in this predicament, surrounded by significant others, my mother, it's crowded and I'm listening. I hear a person's voice that I don't recognize, praying for me, it must be a reverend in his lies, nurse checking in my eyes, ain't getting no replies. If she knew I heard everything, I bet she'd be surprised. My family's upsetting me with cries. What they crying for? If I could speak, I'd ask the reverend, what he lying for? He said something about believing in the Lord. That's ridiculous. We all know that Jesus was a fraud. Atheism is logical. Blind faith is comical. Seven-day creation and Satan are mythological. The Bible's full of statements made by men who were shaken, too scared to face the end. The reverend said, don't be hostile to the gospel. Choose it. The only gospel I like is gospel music. He said if I understood him, take my finger and wiggle one. But if I could have, I would have gave him the middle one. Because he's wrong and I'm ready to go. Son, I'm strong, yo, I'm ready to go. If it's on, then it's on, bring it on. I'm ready to go, let's get it on. Son, I'm ready to go. I'm anticipating, hitting the essence. I'll crash through the gate and
Sorry, got cut off short. Thanks for listening to Truth Be Told Radio. And next we will have, let's see, The Greatest Story Ever Told. I might play, let's see the rest of it later to our draws near, because I like the whole thing. I think you should hear it. Thanks for listening. Truth Be Told Radio.
Each of our lives is a story, and with each new person we meet, we become a part of their story, and they become a part of ours. The God who created the universe has somehow woven together these billions of stories into one story, which is the greatest story ever told. Aight, check it. Let's go back in time, brethren. Divine lessons. Always keep your mind guessing. The glory of the triune gods, where I'm stressing. The origin of humankind was fine. Blessings were plenteous. God is amazingly generous. Crazy benefits in a state of innocence. God told the man what he could taste was limited. Not long after came my nemesis in Genesis. He scanned well. Man fell. Damned to hell. The whole human race, he represented it. Fooled by the serpent. Man through his work, woman through birth, even the earth ruled by the curses. But instead of awake, immediately God said a seed would be the one to crush the head of the snake. Yo, wait, what's this? Whoa, what gracious gift? In Jehovah's faithfulness, he clothed in nakedness. This was so they would know their Savior's kiss and bliss. But first, many growing pains exist. Suffering in the worst form, ugly deeds. Eve's firstborn seed made his brother bleed. Indeed, things got progressively worse. Every section of the earth been affected by the curse. And though God's judgments against sin with glory, praise the Lord, it's not the end of the story.
It's the greatest story ever told. God is so exposed, his heart's time told. It's the greatest story ever told. The story known that the enemy's told. It's the greatest story ever told. The glory of Christ is the goal. It's the greatest story ever told. It's the greatest.
Next scene, man's sin was extreme. God gets steam, man gets cream. The Lord is so holy that he drowned him in the water. Fire in the valley is slaughter, Sodom and Gomorrah. But at the same time, he's so gracious and patient that from one man, he created a whole nation. Eventually enslaved by the mentally depraved, they cried out to the only one with the strength that he could save. He brought him out with signs and wonders, satisfied the hunger. Then he appeared on Mount Sinai in thunder, where he laid down the law for God ruled government, commonly referred to as the Mosaic Covenant. Sins imputed, so for man to know he's unrighteous, God instituted animal sacrifices. This was to show our constant need for atonement. And when it came to sin, the Lord would never condone it. And when his people disobeyed and went astray, he raised up prophets and kings to lead them in the way. But they would get foul with their idolatry, wet and wild. Prophecy sent them into exile to take their punishment like a grown man. Then with his own hand, he placed them back in their homeland. And while in their forefathers' land they dwell, they awaited the arrival of Emmanuel.
It's
word.
The greatest story ever told. The God that so exposed his heart's time told. It's the greatest story ever told. The story known that the enemy's told. It's the greatest story ever told. The glory of Christ is the goal. It's the greatest story ever told. Ever told. It's the greatest.
After 400 silent years, filled with sighs and tears, in Bethlehem the Messiah appears. God in the flesh, second person of the Trinity, at 30 begins his earthly ministry. Baffling cats with accurate, exact facts, and back-to-back miraculous acts. A stumbling block to the self-righteous, but to humble his flock, said there's no one else like this. He came from heaven to awake the numb, demonstrated his power over nature's son. A foretaste of the kingdom in the age to come, but the reason he came was to pay the sum for the depths of our wickedness, our wretched sinfulness. Bless his magnificence, he's perfect and innocent, yet he was wrecked and his death, he predicted it. Next he was stretched, paid a debt that was infinite. He said that he finished it, resurrected, so being left would be the recipients of his benefits. Through faith and penitence we get to be intimate. His grace is heaven sent, it never diminishes. Now the Holy Spirit in dwelling is the evidence for heaven's future residents, who truly represent Jesus, the author, producer, director, and star of the story that'll never ever end. Ever end.
It's the greatest story ever told.
is the goal. Behold,
it's the greatest story ever told.
Ever told.
It's the greatest.
Yes, it is. It's the greatest story ever told. That's by Shailene. It's spelled S-H-A-I, then L-I-N-N-E. And the part he said that will never end. That's true. It reminds me of used to like the. Well, I still kind of do. I like the movie is called. It's called the Never Ending Story. But really, Jesus' story is the one that will never end because eternal life when you become Christian starts here on earth. That's when eternal life starts, but it keeps on going through eternity because God has promised that to those that because of Jesus' sacrifice that he died on the cross for sins, that if we would repent, turn from our sins and put our trust in him for what he did, salvation pain, it's called like the name of this album that from the song is called Atonement, and it was paying for people's sin and the ones that would trust in him. So repent, turn from your sins and trust in him, and you'll be part of the greatest story ever told. And of course you get to go to heaven. and for those who don't, they'll have to pay for their sins themselves, which is in hell, terrible, horrible place. It's called the Lake of Fire, and it also is eternal. It never ends. So either way, but it's also called the second death instead of life. That's what hell is called. So don't go there and take the way that Jesus made for you to go to heaven. Thanks for listening to Trippy Toll Radio, and I was going to play the rest of we'll repeat as our draws near, but because the end didn't work on it, but I think that'd be like too repetitive. So just remind you that the song is on Shailene's album, so if you get it and hear yourself, that one is from the one called Stories, S-T-O-R-I-E, and with a Z at the end instead of a S. And the other one, The Greatest Story Ever Told, is also on there. And the one I played before, let's see. Oh, wait, I think that's the only ones I played so far. And then, the next one, I think the next one, let's see, that I play is called Alone. And this one is, let's see which one this is on. This one is on, I think it's on Atonement one. Let's see, check real quick. I guess it's on Stories then. Well, either way, get both of the albums. They're pretty good. And then also there's another one that, one of the newest one is called, it's called Attributes of God. And I really like that one too. And I might play something from there later, but for now, I'm going to play Atonement here on Truth Be Told Radio. And we don't always play a lot of music, but today is the day I decided to do that, and it has good teaching and theology in it, so hopefully you'll enjoy it anyways. Like, maybe you don't like sort of like rap, but this stuff's clean and it's good. It's not like the stuff of the world with a lot of violence and vileness in it. This is good stuff. And once again, here, this one's called Alone by Shailene. And I like this one because I'm a single woman person, don't have no children or anything, or a husband or a boyfriend. Well, I do have lot of families that God has given to me. That's true gift. So that I'm not completely alone, and also not really alone anyways, because of Jesus Christ living in me. And through the Holy Spirit, He gives me comfort and joy and helps me to learn about Him every day. So I'm never truly alone anyways. But I still like this song because it's a good reminder. Thanks for listening for our Truth Be Told Radio.
Switched on him. The rest of his friends bounced too, and left them hanging, literally, pitifully, flesh dangling. But the most mysterious aspect of the saga, 3 hours spent under the wrath of his father. His status who commanded it, his attributes demanded it. The land was doomed to handle this absolute abandonment. The craziest thing the universe has ever known. For the first time in eternity, God was alone. But I guess the part of it that makes it so heavy, he did it for those who cry out, Jesus, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Again, that was Alone by Shylin. And next, you're seeing Truth Be Told You. And next, we're going to have a song called Testify, also by Shylin. Thanks for seeing Truth Be Told You.
Many Samaritans from that town believed in Jesus because of the woman's testimony, and many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, it is no longer because of what you said that we believe, but we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world. Yeah, we'll start right now. His name is Mike Brown. Okay. Born in Detroit, but raised in Chi-Town. Yeah. See, Mike was bright, but Mike liked to fight. From night to night, all types, Mike would strike down. No PG at 13, Mike was R-rated. Uh-oh. By 14, behind bars, incarcerated. Released at 15, straight path, no-brainer. Okay. Parole officer hooked him up with a trainer. Yeah. Trainer was a Christian, father figure in. Told him discipline, turned him into a junior Olympian. No doubt with the hand skills, Mike was nice. But God rocked him, and Mike gave his life to Christ. The congregation is waiting for the next reply. Preacher said, son, stand up and testify. The very next word that you heard coming through the speaker.
I used to be a thug,
but now I'm a believer.
If you repented of your sins, testify. If you trusted in Jesus, testify. If you believe in his death, burial, and resurrection, testify. Say what?
Testify.
If you're saved by grace, then
testify.
If you're seeking God's faith, then
testify.
If you know that you were put here to glorify God, then
testify.
Say what?
Testify.
Story number two about a girl named Sue. Raised in the burbs not far from St. Louis. Sue's intelligence was prodigious. She wasn't religious. In fact, she thought Christians were all superstitious. She thought the arguments were inconsistent. Didn't find them convincing. Full-paid scholarship to Princeton. Freshman year, she had a roommate named Kristen. In God's providence, Kristen was a Christian. She gave Sue a copy of Mere Christianity. To read in it, Sue got convicted of a vanity. When she discovered the love of Christian sisters and brothers for each other, when the Lord grabbed a hold of her, the congregation is waiting for the next reply. Preacher said, sis, stand up and testify. Sue said,
Jesus made it even new. Want to know my testimony? Read Ephesians 2.
If you repented of your sins,
testify.
If you trusted in Jesus,
testify.
If you believe in his death, burial, and resurrection,
testify.
Say what?
Testify.
If you're saved by grace, then
testify.
If you're seeking God's faith, then
testify.
If you know that you were put here to glorify God, then
testify.
Say what?
Testify.
Yeah.
Story number three, we'll call her Cece.
Okay.
Raised in Maryland, not far from D.C.
Uh-huh.
She got a lot to cherish, thank God she's not embarrassed about her parents because they had a rock-solid marriage. Father straight loved her, gave like no other. Raised with her brother by a stay-at-home mother. Her life always had the true God in the mix because her parents understood Deuteronomy 6. She was raised in the fear of the Lord, amazing grace appeared, and she was saved at the mere age of 4. A true clear conviction, the oldest replaced. She's a fruit-bearing Christian who's growing in grace. The congregation is waiting for the next reply. Preacher said, sit, stand up and testify. CC said,
I ain't got no horror story. God save me in my youth, I give him all the glory.
If you repented of your sins,
testify.
If you trusted in Jesus,
testify.
If you believe in his death, burial, and resurrection,
testify.
Say what?
Testify.
If you're saved by grace, then
testify.
If you're seeking God's faith, then
testify.
If you know that you were put here to glorify God, then
testify.
Say what?
Testify.
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 as a Baha'i, I believe in Jesus Christ. And I would say I have never believed in Jesus Christ as much as I have since I am a Baha'i.
Oliver says he believes in Jesus Christ, yet he isn't a Christian. How can this be? The problem is that our friend Oliver has a different Jesus. He's not talking about the Jesus of the Bible. It's kind of like this. If a stranger approaches you and says they know your buddy John, but all their facts about John are wrong, you could safely conclude that they're referring to a different John. Now, with that in mind, there are many religions that claim they know and believe in Jesus. But that doesn't mean they're referring to the same Jesus of the Bible. For example, Mormonism believes that Jesus was the spirit brother of Lucifer. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. Jehovah's Witnesses believe that Jesus was Michael the Archangel. That's not in the Bible either. Muslims believe Jesus was just a prophet. That's definitely not what the Bible teaches. And Baha'i teaches Jesus was simply a messenger. Notice how none of these religions teach what the Bible says, that Jesus was God in human flesh. You see, the real Jesus sparked more controversy than any other religious leader in history. He made radical claims. He spoke not from, but with authority. And with that same authority, he forgave people of their sins. He healed without medicine. He fed thousands from one boy's lunch. And he calmed the raging sea. His claims? He claimed to be the way, the truth, and the life. And that no man comes to the Father but through him. He claimed to be the bread of life, the light of the world, the good shepherd, the true vine, and the resurrection and the life. And he was ultimately crucified because he claimed to be God. He was able to conquer death by rising from the grave, just as he said he would. How is that? Because he is the Christ, the Savior of the world, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is God incarnate. So, if someone comes to you talking about Jesus, but he doesn't sound like he's talking about the Jesus of the Bible, probably because he isn't.
Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned, yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come.
Original sin. Now what did it do? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on effective witnessing called Why Won't They Listen? When I speak at pastors' meetings, I often tell these Christian leaders something about sin and Genesis. The Bible makes it very clear that death, disease, and suffering came into the world because of sin. That's why the Apostle Paul tells us the whole of creation groans and travails in pain. I go on to explain to these pastors that if they believe in millions of years and accepted that the fossil record existed millions of years before Adam sinned, they had a major problem. This is because the fossil record resulted from the death of billions of creatures. Many of the bones show evidence of disease like cancer. In other words, fossils are a record of death and suffering. It's a horrible record. Then I look at the pastors and say, so if you believe in evolution and millions of years, then answer this question for me. What did sin do? My answer to them? It brought death and suffering and disease into the world. You see, the answer's in Genesis. Ken Ham explores this topic of why God allows death and suffering in a well-produced DVD. We'll send you this 30-minute video for your donation of any amount. Toll-free, the number is 1-888-89-ANSWERS. 24 hours a day at 888-89-ANSWERS. Or get Ken's excellent DVD through our website of answersoffer.org.
Thank you. Meet Mr. Nice Guy. You think you're nice? This guy is really nice.
Well, I try to do what's right.
He's so nice that if good people get to heaven, he'll be the first in line.
Ah, shucks.
So, Mr. Nice Guy, have you kept the Ten Commandments?
Pretty much.
Do you mind if we take a look at them and maybe see how nice you really are?
Okay.
Great. Here's one. You shall not lie. Mr. Nice Guy, have you ever told a lie?
Well, yeah. Who hasn't?
What do you call somebody who tells lies?
A liar.
All right. How about another commandment? You shall not steal. Have you ever stolen anything, even once?
Nope.
But you just told me you're a liar.
Well, I did steal some candy once when I was a kid.
And what do you call someone who steals?
A thief.
All right, let's try another one. You shall not commit adultery.
Oh, that's easy. I'd never cheat on my wife.
Hi, handsome.
Oh, baby!
Jesus said, if you even look at a woman with lust, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart.
Oh, right.
One more. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Have you ever used God's name to curse?
Oh, my.
That, Mr. Nice Guy, is called blasphemy. God gave you life and breath and everything you have, and you've dragged his name through the dirt. So, by your own admission, you're a liar, a thief, a blasphemer, and an adulterer at heart. And that's just four of the Ten Commandments.
Okay, so I'm not perfect.
Well, actually, it's worse than that. Suppose we could put a chip in your brain that would record all your private thoughts for an entire week and then play those thoughts on a giant movie screen for all your friends and family to see.
That would be embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. The Bible says God knows everything, even the secret thoughts of your heart.
Well, compared to some people, I'm a saint.
Yeah, that's true. But the standard is God's law, not other people. Besides, even if you sin just five times a day in 1 year, that's 1,825 sins. And if you live to be 70 years old, you'll have broken God's law over 127,000 times. You'll have to answer for every sin on Judgment Day, when the Bible says each of us will give an account of himself to God.
But God will forgive me, right?
Well, let's try that in court.
Hey, look, I know I keep breaking the law, but hey, catch up. Well, you know, just let it slide.
Only a corrupt judge would buy that. A good judge would say,
justice demands that you pay for your crimes.
God's not a corrupt judge. He's a holy, righteous judge. He hates sin. Jesus warned that on Judgment Day, everyone who had sinned against God would justly end up in a terrible place called hell. And there will be no escape for all eternity.
Well, then, how can anybody get to heaven?
There's only one way. God loved the world so much that he sent his son Jesus to live a perfect life. He never sinned, not even once. Then, Jesus offered to take the punishment for guilty sinners. He was whipped and beaten and nailed to a cross and died so that justice would be served and sinners could go free. Then, Jesus rose from the grave and defeated death. You can't earn eternal life. It's God's gift to everyone who will humble themselves and come to Jesus. He'll forgive you, wash you clean, and give you a new heart with new desires. The Bible says if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. So stop living for yourself. Turn from your sin and come to Jesus. Then read your Bible and obey it. Find a good church to help you grow. And then go out and tell other people the good news.
Each week, we send out a free ministry update, and it contains a short video clip. Ray finds colorful characters, he witnesses to them, and then I chalk talk the clip. Here's some samples.
Do you believe in God?
Of course.
I believe God actually learns through us.
There's a heaven right here.
Multiple times a day, God hugs me.
What planet are you living on?
I have no problem standing before the Lord as I am.
After seeing new clips each week and understanding the biblical principles behind them, you will end up saying, I could do that. There's no charge for the update. Just go here and sign up here, and we'll send it to you every week.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only forgotten son.
Also, while you're there, check out the School of Biblical Evangelism.
The School of Biblical Evangelism is a full-blown online evangelism course. It'll help you overcome your fears. It'll help give you the answers to the 100 most commonly asked questions and objections to the Christian faith.
That was it's like the good person test. That one I got from, it's from YouTubers called Are You a Good Person? And also the website that they're talking about at the end, it's livingwaters.com, LivingWaters, livingwaters.com. And they got a lot of good things. They got good resources. Some are free, and some they got like books and gospel tracts, some things that help you evangelize and tell people about the gospel. Thanks for listening to me, Melissa Cantrola, on Truth Be Told Radio, and we're on Sundays 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Time. And if you ever want to send us an email, you could send it to truthbetoldradioshow@gmail.com. truthbetoldradioshow@gmail.com. And you can send us comments, suggestions. Maybe you would like to have a certain guest on, or maybe you would like to be a guest yourself. Remember to write us at truthbetoldradioshow@gmail.com. truthbetoldradioshow@gmail.com. And also remember, we have a website, truthbetoldradio.com, truthbetoldradio.com. And all of our shows are archived after the internet means that they are automatically sent to iTunes at the end of the show, and they're all free, our past shows, and go download them if you want to at iTunes. That's through, of course, the iTunes.com, and let's see, gonna play soon another file thing. Another file called if you're my family, you know I say thing a lot, so that's funny that I said that. Gonna play True and False Conversion by Ray Comfort, but it's not ready yet, so gonna see. I have ready for you something else by Ray Comfort. It's from his blog. And the blog's called the website address is raycomfortfood.blogspot.com, raycomfortfood.blogspot.com. And it used to be called Atheist Central, but now it's called Words of Comfort. And this one's called, this is from Friday, June 1st, 2012. It's called Made a Decision. And it starts out, says, Edwin, this is going to sound a little strange. Jerry gave a small nervous laugh. I have been thinking about the last time we spoke, and I have come to the conclusion that I haven't any faith in God. Don't get me wrong, I believe in his existence, but I really don't know what I'm trying to say. And it says, it has been 3 days since Jerry's visit to the eye specialist. 3 long days of an awareness of a sense of guilt to a point where he felt that he couldn't face God in prayer. I'm sorry to call you at dinner time, but this is really starting to bother me. Edwin assured him that he was pleased to hear from him any time of the day or night. Jerry, there are different types of faith. In the past, you denied God's existence. Then you became aware of him as creator. Yet, all that time, he has been intimately aware of you, despite your lack of faith in him. For example, even the hairs of your head are numbered. He knows your down-sitting and your uprising, and he acquainted with all your ways. In fact, there is not a word on your tongue that he doesn't know altogether. Before you were formed in the womb, he knew you. You are not just some evolutionary species without rhyme or reason. After you left, I did a quick study of the meaning of your name, which is has real significance. It shows how God's hand is upon every one of us. This is what my book of names and their meaning said. Jeremiah Adamson, Jehovah will exalt son of Adam. God may have even used you for this purpose in the past without you having the slightest awareness of it. No, Jeremiah, your lack of faith doesn't make any difference to the faithfulness of God. Jerry interrupted. When I made my decision, I had some sort of faith. I really tried to believe that God would heal Connie, but that became overwhelmed with anger and bitterness when she grew worse. Now there's just nothing there. Jerry, the faith the Bible speaks of in regards to salvation is more than an intellectual resolution. It's not merely a matter of asking Jesus Christ into your heart, but what the Bible calls repentance towards God and faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus warned that many would seek to enter into the kingdom of God and would not be able. He said to strive to enter the straight gate. That means to agonize to get in. Jerry then said, I appreciate what you are saying, but I still feel confused and I still have this anger about Connie's death. That will go in time, Jerry. I don't profess to have all the answers or to know the mind of God. But one thing I have seen again and again in the suffering has a way of humbling the proud human heart. The prophet Jeremiah said the Jews who suffered, the people who survived the sword, found grace in the wilderness. Sometimes the only prayer we offer our Creator is why. The wilderness of the life and the sword of tribulation brings us to our knees. It looks like God's hand is on you, Jerry. And it says, to be continued. That's from raycomfortfood.blogspot.com, raycomfortfoodblogspot.com, and from June 1st, post 2008. 2012, and the Bible's called Words of Comfort. It used to be called Atheist Central, but now they named it that. And thank you for listening to me, Melissa Cantrella, on Truth Be Told Radio. Let's see if I got my next file ready. I will look at it. And the next one's called True and False Conversion. And let me make sure that is right. Let me see. I want to remind you also that you can hear us on, what I said before, on the archives, the rest of them on iTunes. Whenever the show gets ended, then it goes automatically to the iTunes. And it's for free. And the True and False Conversion is ready. I'm not sure. This is the full amount. I might have only done part of it because I thought it was longer than this. But we'll try it and see what happens. Thanks for listening to Melissa Cantrella, me, on Truth Be Told Radio.
This teaching, True and False Conversion, is absolutely foundational to understanding how to share the gospel with an unbeliever. It goes hand in hand with take number one. It's so important that you understand this because it will have a great impact on how you spend your time and how you share your faith with the people you love. If you've ever wondered why so much of the church looks and acts just like the world, you're going to love this teaching.
Would you open your Bible to Romans 7 verse 4, please? Romans 7 verse 4. I've often said the church has as much desire for the word evangelism as the world has for the word righteousness. Years ago, I was in...
I noticed that it doesn't have the full file, so might do that at a later time. But since I don't have the whole thing, I'm going to play something from, this is called Little Short Tidbits from Answers in Genesis. Thanks for seeing Truth Be Told Radio.
Original Sin. Now what did it do? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on effective witnessing called Why Won't They Listen?
When I speak at pastors' meetings, I often tell these Christian leaders something about sin and Genesis. The Bible makes it very clear that death, disease, and suffering came into the world because of sin. That's why the Apostle Paul tells us the whole of creation groans and travails in pain. I go on to explain to these pastors that if they believe in millions of years and accepted that the fossil record existed millions of years before Adam sinned, they had a major problem. This is because the fossil record resulted from the death of billions of creatures. Many of the bones show evidence of disease like cancer. In other words, fossils are a record of death and suffering. It's a horrible record. Then I look at the pastors and say, so if you believe in evolution and millions of years, then answer this question for me. What did sin do? My answer to them, it brought death and suffering and disease into the world. You see, the answer's in Genesis.
Ken Ham explores this topic of why God allows death and suffering in a well-produced DVD. We'll send you this 30-minute video for your donation of any amount. Toll-free, the number is 1-888-89-ANSWERS. 24 hours a day at 888-89-ANSWERS. Or get Ken's excellent DVD through our website of answersoffer.org.
You're listening to Truth Be Told Radio. This is your host, Melissa Cantrella. And I want to remind you that our website is at truthbetoldradio.com, truthbetoldradio.com. And it has information about me and my co-host, Guy Reynolds, who's on from time to time. And also has pictures of me and him, and then also, like, let's see, I think, It has information for Facebook, because it's got a Facebook group on there called Truth Be Told Radio, and information about my Twitter. It's Von Servant for JC, and other information. So please check that out at truthbetoldradio.com. And let's see. Also, like I said, we have a Facebook group where you could like us and see some updates, and also a vlog, truthbetoldradio.blogspot.com, truthbetoldradio.blogspot.com, and I post some things there every once in a while. And let's see, I'm getting a file ready for you. It's going to be another song by Shylin, and it's called Martyrs. In case you don't know what a martyr is someone that dies for God. Well, it can be for other gods, but specifically this one is people dying for God, because not because they like totally like just, well, they just want to die for God. It's like because they're put in a position where like it's either life or death, and they choose to die because they rather die instead of deny Jesus as Lord. And because Jesus, in the Bible, it says, if you deny me before man, I'll deny you before the Father. And that's one thing you wouldn't want to do. But it's important to don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you if you're his follower. And this can be a scary topic, but it's also can be encouraging too. So listen to this song called Martyrs by Shylin. Thanks for listening on Truth Be Told Radio.
The time, 20th century. The place, China. The martyr, a young girl.
We would gather so pastor could season as Christians. We were pleased just to hear the read in the scripture. Cause here in Asia, we can't worship like the states. Cause servants of grace might be murdered for their faith. So we give Christ a praise in secrecy. We ain't treated equally. Even on today, our Bible studies yield illegally. As pastor opened a read in the first sentence, communist soldiers in kitchen doors clean off the hinges. I knew this could happen. For accepting his precious gift, they threaten to kill us with guns clutched within the fence. I'm shaking and scared. Even though Jesus is my everything, I don't know if I'm prepared to die at the age of 17. The leading official turned to my pastor and looked, put a gun to his face and told him, hand over the book. He reluctantly handed over the text that he saw his door. They laughed as he grabbed it, and it was smashed to the floor. I was truly grieved as I looked in his eyes. He said, any of you can leave if you spit on this book alive. A man walked up, cried as he fell to the floor. Father, forgive me. Please, now you can go. I trembled with fear as my mind started to think about death. Heart leaking with sweat, I thought my heart would beat through my chest. A woman that walked up next, spit on the Bible and left. The fist was shot in the air, continued yelling out threats. I was tempted to do it, I just wanted to leave. The moment I thought this, I felt overwhelmingly grieved. I gritted my teeth, tears began to stream down my face. I needed some faith, I just started to think on his grace. In my head, I said, forget it, as I walked up the text. Kneeled to the floor, wanted to spit off the Bible with my dress. Delivered Christ to die again, ain't a popular song. I prayed, Father, forgive him, as I was shot in the dome.
The time, 1536, the place, outside of Brussels, the martyr, William Tyndale.
I refuse to look to John Huss's goose was cooked. Lord, I want to put your truth in books. Not concerning my faith, no turning away. I know eternity awaits, even if
life I'm burned at the stake. Like avoiding their attack to me would profit me. Great whores that could be properly the papacy and prophecy. They say the Pope's the holiest, only if these people could see its phoniness. It's scripturally erroneous, the Pope of men fail the respect. They want to seek death to William Tyndale, so then I inhale a deep breath. Two doors, my hands pushed as I stride inside. I would grab our men hiding, it's an ambush. I was sabotaged, he was disguised and camouflaged as a friend of me. I didn't know he was the enemy, not through discerning. I see this group is yearning with ill will to kill Bill like Uma Thurman. It's a chaotic frenzy. If they plot against me, hey, if God defends me or ends me, they'll soon determine. Now I plead for these people, they grieve your cathedral. I don't want to repay evil for evil. When I'm weak, I'm made strong. Got my brave face on, but keep for the sword of being killed all the day long. I'll never be a man pleaser. No matter how tight the grip of the hand squeezer, I can't breathe, I stand with Jesus. Even if plans and grievances, they try to put me to sleep like anesthesia. Now I'm jagging and gasping, I'm sold out for you. No doubt this news won't choke out the truth and leave a lasting legacy. Cats who would never read the word after the death of me. Cats can cleverly get past the heresy and grab for this weaponry. This war is now Lord, I pass to the heavenly.
The time, approximately 100 AD. The place, Rome. The martyr, anonymous.
My wrists bleed from the shackles as I get dragged in the gravel. My ribs hurt, was arrested and tackled. Snatched up, I was reaching. Pulled in a packed road, beat for the God that I stand for. A young man, I'm a Roman, version of Daniel. Yo, I gotta be an example. Feed by the decree of the emperor's channel to kill Christians in all of the land. So, yo, now they got me tied up, dug, getting trampled. Causing my death while they chant, yo. No gospel, Christ is a scandal. The mob screams as I'm violently handled. But I am a sample, a grace that is ample. The shame, though the pain isn't canceled. Strained as a mane by the rage of the grapple. Each swing hurting me more than the mask blow. Kicked by the sandals, struck by the rods. Cracked from the whips in the hands of the gods. Mocked by the people, they bask in the evil. Soaring up wrath in the path of my God. But I, what a relief it is to be in Jesus. Even beaten, if Christ is the reason. Pulled to the center of Rome, a crowd cheating. Chant for my death and indict me with treason. I get tied to a pole by a soldier, shaped like a ogre. Rope round my legs and rope round my shoulder. He signals his boy and he yells out, "Yo, y'all bring the torch over." So now I'm facing the blade, facing the pain. By grace, putting faith in his name. He says, "Last call for a recant." I say, "We can't." So he ignites me in flame.
The time, approximately 62 A.D. The place, Jerusalem. The martyr, James, the brother of Jesus.
Sovereign Lord, you're so holy. You know me. I'm nothing but dust, and I trust in you only. I see the faces in the crowd below me. I'm standing on the rooftop of the temple, and they about to throw me off, because I've been causing a major fuss. They call me James the Just. Jesus, the name I trust. In the days of his flesh, he was my brother in the physical. I thought that he was crazy, enough that I would ridicule. But since his resurrection, I see he meticulously rules, and next to his perfections, I'm ridiculously minuscule. Astounding, I'm taking a pounding and bruise for him. I look around and see the mountains surrounding Jerusalem. Suddenly I get calm, reminded of God's promise in verse 2 of the 125th Psalm. I hear the obscene chatter. For me, no tears or screams scatter, or fears of getting my spleen splattered. Christ is supreme, so extreme is the theme of his redeemed team. By no means is my dream shattered. Embracing what is after as I'm facing this disaster. I have to, because no slave is greater than his master. They told me to deny Jesus and not be an apostle. My response, repent and believe in the gospel. They threw me off the roof for that last phrase spoken. I hit the ground alive with both of my legs broken. They acting so wickedly, with no sympathy. My blood flowed vividly. I felt stones hitting me. Yo, inwardly, Jesus gave me peace like Stephen. I reached up to heaven and began to intercede for them. Father, forgive them, though their sin's great and enormous. One of their own said, "Brothers, wait, he's praying for us." One cat had so much hate in his heart for Jesus, his blunt instrument crushed my skull into pieces.
The time, modern day. The place, the streets of New York. The martyr, a street evangelist.
Yeah, in the beginning, before I drove back to Infinite, I grew up in the world with no truth within it. No hope, no dream, no future in it. Only crackheads with some state truth within it. I grew up with a mother, brother, sister, no cops. Families locked up, BTs and crooked cops. Dope dealers and thugs on street corners and blocks. Dudes that push the weight, catch pills and get knocked. That was my life before I married a Christ. So now I rap hard on the block and day and the night. Two
2 a.m. in the morning, it's my third weekend. So far, 17 souls walked away from their sin. It's a struggle on the block in the heart of the pit, where the fiends look like zombies as they search for a fix. 14 across the street and she licking the lick, asking Poppy for a date while she grinding a hit. I can't believe what I'm seeing, but thank God for the mission, cause he touches hearts and opens up the mind for the vision. And people saying I should make the right decision, cause the devil's steady lurking, but I'm moving with precision. I can't be scared, I'm a soldier for the kingdom. I'm a dubbin', I gotta rep hard till I meet him. And tell the world that it's crucial they receive him, cause he's coming back, nobody knows the AM or the PM. And on the block, I could see it was beast. The spirit told me they was coming, I refused to retreat. The leader stepped to my face, singing he was the man. And ain't no God in earth and heaven gonna ruin his plan. I looked him in his eyes and told him this ain't had to be the end. The Lord loved the man regardless as to what he done or did. Satan filled his heart, so he ain't really care what I said. Cocked back the 9 and bust 3 shots to my head.
That's all the show we got for you. That was Shylin from his album called Stories. And you're at, or let me see, make sure. I think that is from, make sure, might be from the other one, Atonement. Yeah, I think it's from Stories. Either way, thanks for listening, Truth Be Told Radio. And like I said, that's all for now. And hope you will check us out the next time, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Time, Sundays. And thanks for listening again. Bye for now.